Governor Doyle has scrapped the movie tax credit program, which was spearheaded by his own lieutenant governor and nonprofit group Film Wisconsin. It also lured recent filmmakers to produce the Johnny Depp flick Public Enemies in the Badger State. Doyle has an alternative that allots $500,000 in grants for permanent movie-making jobs. Film Wisconsin board member Dave Fentel explains what permanent means.
A person who has right now an IATSE union worker up in Oshkosh who worked 2 to 3 months on Public Enemies and then did other work throughout the year.
Fentel says his group wants more movie producers coming in, thus increasing the Wisconsinites' work.
So then all of a sudden, that three-month project becomes 6 months of work, becomes 9 months of work, becomes 12 months of work. And guess what? These jobs pay a tremendous amount of money as well.
Problem is, he says, the little amount of money in Doyle's plan would stifle any real growth.
That program would say, oh, there's $500,000 first come, first serve. When it's gone, we're closed for business for the balance of the year. Plus, it eliminates any opportunity to get any substantial project in here because, quite frankly, $500,000 isn't going to get you anywhere.
Commerce officials say the film tax credits, which are little more than a year old, has not been as lucrative as other business incentives. Fentel disagrees, saying the numbers crunchers are not considering the state income tax from people paid to work on the movie and long-term tourism brought by popular movie locations. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.